Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date with all the news you should know about. Vice President J.D. Vance was in Lehigh County yesterday talking about the economy. And a new program helps drivers with autism interact safely with police. It's Wednesday, December 17th. Let's get into it. We'll get to the vice president in just a moment, but first, let's talk about the Blue Envelope program. It helps drivers with autism get blue envelopes that alert police officers to their diagnosis. The Dallas Township Police Department worked with Lehigh Valley Health Network and Misericordia University's Cougars for Autism Awareness Club to bring the program to the community. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane has more.
Drivers with autism can get the blue envelopes.
The Blue Envelope Program is a program that supports drivers with autism spectrum disorder and can also be beneficial for others with communication challenges, anxiety, or other conditions that may affect their interactions during a traffic stop or accident.
That was Aaron Ludwig with LVHN. The Health Network pays for the envelopes. Dallas Township Police Officer Gina Katowski encouraged her department to distribute them.
We're trained to think that any sudden movements or any nonverbal interactions are maybe not being compliant with us or maybe trying to hurt us. I thought this was just a no-brainer win-win for everybody.
Misericordia's Cougars for Autism Awareness Club helps the police department distribute the envelopes. Carly Coombs is the president of the club.
The club found it very rewarding to be able to help other age groups outside of the pediatric because that has historically been what we've been focused on. But the club is called Cougars for Autism Awareness, so that doesn't just mean the children that we're helping.
Katowski knows people can be wary of the police. She's grateful for this opportunity to be more inclusive and build trust.
Somebody just showing that's an instant, I'm safe, you're safe, and this is going to go way differently than if we feel threatened, or if they feel threatened for that matter. I just think it's a huge, huge win, and it's just a matter of a blue piece of paper.
LVHN has distributed more than 1,000 envelopes since launching its version of the Blue Envelope Program in April of 2024. I'm Lydia McFarlane, WVIA News.
Thanks, Lydia. Find more on this story at WVIA.org. Now, as I mentioned at the top of the show, Vice President J.D. Vance was in the Lehigh Valley on Tuesday. He was touting the strength of the nation's economy, despite data showing Americans remain concerned about inflation and job security. Jackson White has the basics on the vice president's visit.
Vance met a crowd of supporters in a warehouse outside of Allentown. He says it isn't President Donald Trump's fault costs are so high.
So if you look at every single affordability crisis that we talk about in the United States of America today, it's because we inherited a nightmare of an economy from Joe Biden.
The latest Bureau of Labor Statistics data shows unemployment in November reached 4.6%, up from 4% at the start of Trump's second term. Vance says he is not worried about potential political fallout in next year's midterm elections. Multiple polls show a majority of voters are unhappy with Trump's handling of the economy. In Harrisburg, I'm Jackson White.
Stay with us. We'll have reaction from the crowd at Vance's speech after this break on Up to Date.
Hi, I'm Julie Sidoni, Director of Journalism at WVIA. We're inviting you to be part of something truly important, strengthening the future of trusted local journalism in our community. Through our Newsmatch campaign, we're working toward a $125,000 goal by December 31st, with special opportunities available throughout the campaign to help your support go even further. Donate now at wvia.org/match, and thank you.
Welcome back. So, as you heard before the break, Vice President J.D. Vance praised the Trump administration's economic successes during a visit to the Lehigh Valley on Tuesday. As Mike Flynn reports for WVIA, many of the attendees shared that same confidence in the economy.
Vice President J.D. Vance made a stop in the Lehigh Valley this morning to deliver a speech on the economy. Approximately 500 people gathered at U-Line shipping facilities in Lower Macungie Township to see the Vice President, who was introduced by U.S. Representative Ryan McKenzie and U.S. Secretary of Labor Lori Chavez de Remer.
And it's an honor to work with him to put you, the American worker, first. Please join me in welcoming the Vice President of the United States, Mr. J.D. Vance.
Mr. Vance stood in front of a banner that read, "Lower prices, bigger paychecks," and the bulk of his speech dealt with economic issues. This coming after more bad news for the administration, after a recent AP poll found that only 31% of Americans approve of Trump's handling of the economy. Mr. Vance tried to assure the audience that things were on the right track.
Under this president, my friends, we are building again. We are investing in the United States of America again. You heard our Secretary of Labor talk about it. 61,000 jobs added in the month of November, and that's not all. We saw private sector wage growth grow at a rate of 4.2%. You know what that means? That means we're seeing the fastest private sector wage growth that we have seen in this country in many, many years. And we're doing it by having a president and an administration that believes in you and fights for you. That is what we're trying to do every single day.
Supporter John Zawistowski gave his reasons for attending.
I came here to hear more about the Big Beautiful Bill and how it's going to help us in 2026. I'm excited about the year to come. A lot of good things are happening in this country, and I realize maybe for a lot of people things aren't happening quick enough, but we didn't get put in this hole in 1 year, and it's going to take more than a year to dig our way out.
Hamburg resident and diner owner Tammy DeLucia gave personal reasons for her support.
We knew that without Trump and Vance getting into office, I was probably going to have to lock the door to my business, and I wouldn't be where I am today.
Area resident Steve Wilson believes things are improving under this administration.
Lowering overall costs to consumers requires lowering energy costs and tax breaks. And they're providing all those things. The ship is turning in the right direction. I think it's an important thing that the vice president go out on a stump and illustrate to the American people that the ship is turning in the right direction.
Jace Figueroa was impressed with the speech, but hopes that the administration can fulfill its promises.
So in regards to the economy, I think he, gave a pretty good explanation of how, the administration plans to tackle some of these issues. He also did what I guess you could call debunking some of the statistics in regards to jobs added and employment rates. The ultimate question that I think we're going to go into, into these next, 11 months up into the midterms with, is if they can actually deliver. And, we'll figure that out in the midterms.
For Talina Stackhouse, the federal child tax credit in the Big Beautiful Bill is especially important.
And I actually like the speech. I really was informed by, J.D. Vance to go ahead and be able to get the child income credit, and that's something that really matters to single parents and people that are working hard. Every dollar counts, and we need that.
For WDIY News, I'm Mike Flynn in Lower Macungie Township.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WDIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. If you want to stay in the know, you can always subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. Have a happy Wednesday, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.